This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The cause of some illnesses can only be removed by the knife of the doctor. When he operates, he does not cut to hurt, but to heal. Similarly, when God saw Israel's drastic spiritual condition, he prescribed the painful experience of the captivity. He did it in order to heal, in order to restore, in order to renew. The prophet Micah's task was to proclaim this impending judgment. But shining through the dismal forecast was the promise of restoration. In reading the book of Micah, you will learn to let God choose the discipline suited for your deliverance. Don't try to be delivered from the discipline, for deliverance comes through the discipline. Did you get that? Don't try to be delivered from the discipline, for deliverance comes through the discipline. Endure it, then thank God for it. Listen to Micah 7:9. Because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and establishes my right. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. He can say this because of what he knows about God as expressed in verses 18 and 19. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Those who think the God of the Old Testament is a God of wrath need to reflect on these verses. God wants to forgive and restore. Turn to him, trust in him, and he will do it.